What up, goons? It's your boy Fairy Tale telling you that you can find and download our new episodes on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your audio podcast every week.
And you guys can watch us on YouTube, get us on all social media platforms at Boogered Up Podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe and like and comment and sharing with all your friends. Share it with the goons, baby.
Shut up!
Caution. This podcast contains a whole lot of alcohol, some Benjamins, a little Zin, but worst of all, dudes being dudes. Guys being guys, this is for the goons. Welcome to the Boogered Up Podcast.
Hi, it's your boy Fairy Tale. He's back this week, and welcome to another episode of the Boogered Up Podcast. It don't matter who this is on my left or on my right. All that matters is that I'm back and I'm here. I'm just kidding. On my left, we got Travis Arthur Brown, and then on my right, we got Cody James Ray.
Hey, I fucked up.
Is that your middle name?
No.
Oh, okay.
I fucked up this so bad, I ain't even gonna front.
No lie.
All right, hold up. Travis, let yourself know right now you're starting this. 3, 2, 1. You just started it right there, dude.
Shit. Oh, my God. Another time.
I fucked up. Like, it's only like 3 seconds, but like, I didn't expect. I'm not used to this atmosphere where I'm over on the side and everything. Yeah. So I started to press play, and I was like listening to you doing the intro. And then I go, oh, shit, this ain't on at all.
You got to throw a little timestamp on the timestamp.
Oh, yeah. I had to let the people know that I'm editing right then and there. Cody Ray's is immediately getting fiend.
Immediately getting dipsky.
It's part of the routine, dude.
Hey, Nick, thanks for joining with us this week, and hopefully this week, I think, honestly, to start this off, I think there needs to be a sincere apology to the goons listening that had to sit there for an hour listening to you act like spaz.
No apology.
There's no apology from you at all to that?
No, because I was told to go and be spaz, and that's what I did. I was spaz, man. No, get that out of my head.
I thought you wanted one.
No, I just wanted to hold yours.
You don't want one?
Nah.
What are we doing here?
Too much nicotine for me at once.
How's the pouch over there for you? Are you buzzed up? Welcome to the Boogered Up Podcast, Andrew. Round of applause to Tack back there. Mic'd up. You can work with that thing. Why'd you set him up like that?
Bro, it's because that's the short one, and that's where I just told him he had to lean up. We're like,
We good.
That's crazy.
He's going to get picked up in the mic. You know how I do. You know, no. Give me some skin. Hell yeah. That's a solid-ass knuckle touch.
Hell yeah, brother. All right. Now, I don't think we go farther without you apologizing, because what we all sat with to... No. The people do not deserve that half-ass apology you just threw out there. Apologize to these people.
Us here at Boogered Up Podcast.
No. I ain't apologizing to fuck all nothing. I ain't apologizing.
Cody Ray.
I'm sorry.
Cody Ray thinks he needs to apologize.
I'm sorry that we sat the whole last episode.
Dude, what the f-
and
damn here, man. We did this earlier, too, before the pod, where I have my homies, and then I don't have my homies, because everybody just falls.
How about you apologize?
I don't even work
apologize
here.
For making me apologize.
For what?
Okay, everybody, I'm sorry for giving you spaz. I hit the fucking Benjamin a couple times when I shouldn't have hit it. But that's all behind me, you know. I'm just going to be me on the Schmoke Show, you know, every Wednesday. Check it out. But, yeah, dude, my colonoscopy, I moved up 2 weeks now.
Shout out. Dude, you may be able to see what's going on inside that asshole.
Can we be there for that?
I want pictures.
Can we vlog it?
Inside?
Yeah, I want the...
Bro, speaking of this, we immediately can get right all crazy with this one. Okay. I was on the hub.
Oh, boy, we're diving into it.
I saw a video, and I don't know if you guys have ever stumbled across one of these videos, and if you have, if you've tapped it, and if you've watched it, and if you've gone through the whole thing like I did, and then finished to it. I had to dabble.
I've never finished a gaping asshole, if that's what you're asking.
No, but hilarious. Have you guys seen the porn where the woman puts the camera inside her hoo-ha?
No, but I've seen, like, the cover photos of girls, like, kind of like, you ever see the movie The Ring of that, or what was that movie with the bitch in the TV? Poltergeist. Like the fucking, some trying to like rip, you know what I'm saying? Bitches holding their pussy open like that.
No, bro. It's not like that. Oh. I'm talking like a camera.
Back in the day, I've seen something like that. Not recently.
Like a furnace camera?
Like what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is it was a... Like,
I don't know. Now we're figuring out why he's asked him, tells him it's not legal to watch porn.
No, they just that's told me to verify shit. My age, bro.
No, didn't you have Pornhub
we're figuring it out now.
Didn't we have something where Pornhub asked you something or said that video's not...
He wished he would have voted.
The video's not available. Video's not available in America. Is somebody trying to fucking pry open?
I fucking hate you. I hate you. Every time he gets backed up in a corner, every single time, he will tell the whole room Travis wishes he would have voted for Trump.
Not good under pressure, man.
And then everybody just looks at me.
I need to deflect the blame. And I found somebody. I didn't find somebody, but I was listening to the Sketch and Theo interview. And I'm like,
I haven't heard that interview yet. How is it?
Sketch and me are like the same person when it comes to that. When he feels uncomfortable, he feels he has to deflect the blame somewhere else, no matter where it is. And I'm like, bro, that is me to the T. I swear to God.
You think Sketch has autism?
No, but I could definitely tell Theo. It was definitely not a regular Theo Von episode. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I could like at the beginning, it kind of sounds like he's uncomfortable.
Theo?
Like, yeah, kind of like he just does, like, they're not really meshing at first.
Mm.
But, I mean, it picks up. I mean, they start finally, you know, talking and shit, but.
Oh, we're good. Sketch, good. I know, love Sketch, bro. Sketch, yeah, he's everywhere in the shit.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
What's up? Special team, special play, special players.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking phenomenal. Who was it? Taylor. Shout out Taylor, who is not here once again. Dude, we gotta figure out something with this Taylor guy. I'm just gonna throw that out there for the people listening to Goons. You guys, we gotta figure
His
out.
His nuts is gonna be the next thing on this table.
Maybe like a 5-star. Like he walks in. You know how like when you're in football and you gotta run through like the pads and everybody hits you with the shit. Everybody's just gonna 5-star him in the stomach because he's walking forward.
I don't think he'd be able to take that like a man. Oh, I'm challenging shit. His manhood right now.
That's kind of mad disrespectful. I ain't even gonna front.
I love him. He knows it's out of love. I wouldn't say it with any hate.
Did I show you the video of him smacking Doherty at WrestleMania?
No.
Oh, dude.
Doherty got smacked?
Yeah, 5-star. Because Doherty didn't drink bleach. He said 1 out of 13.
Why?
Hey, his decision, not mine. I'm not too sure, but all I know is that shit happened, and they said fucking like 7, and it was the funniest thing I ever heard.
Was it a good one?
Oh, I saw him the next morning because I had to work with him the next morning, and he just had like a welted hand on his stomach still.
Holy shit.
He got him good. And now Doherty's got to do it to Liz.
He should 5-star.
5-star what?
5-star tit. Pop! And then it turns into one of them.
That's got to hurt something crazy.
What's that fucking
though?
Thing where you, and ding, 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 ding. You know what I'm saying? You take the ball and it, what's it called again? Somebody know what it's called?
The stuff that you get like
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
Like the hypnotized thing.
No, a pendulum? It's like a pendulum swinging.
You got a mic.
He's got a mouthful.
He don't
of that,
eat it.
That fucking crispy goodness. I know what that shit is.
Yeah, I took mine out
too. That's crazy. What? That's crazy.
Mine was juicy today, dude. Mine like fucking.
Mine was juicy today.
It was. I'm already buzzed up.
Andrew's fighting demons over there.
Yeah, I know. I already finished off my dew. I need something else.
He said, "I finish off that dew." Oh, come on, guys, make fun of him. He finished his whole dew.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Mountain Dew is fucking fine specimen, man. Especially when a new Call of Duty comes out.
I don't want to hear any of this.
Double XP.
I don't want to hear any of this from this man's boy. How often do you play Call of Duty? Never. Never. Never.
No,
You just played like 2 weeks or 2 days ago.
Stop. I play. You just fucking play at like midnight.
When's the last time you played besides the last time you played?
The last time I played. Bro, I'm telling you, the show has me in a
There it is. There
vice.
It is. Now he's talking about other games.
The show still has me in a vice, bro. Like Hogwarts had me in a vice. I don't think the show's going to let up anytime soon just because my team's getting so good now.
You've been playing the show a lot. Everybody's been talking about me trying to... Everybody wants me to get it. I don't... I don't.
Especially because it's co-op, bro. The co-op's so much fun. Yelling at your person who's swinging at shitty pitches. Ugh, it's so much fun. It makes you piss, though. Get you pissed at the game. But, like, I don't know. It's an adrenaline rush because you hit a perfect. Fucking 460 yards over the wall. Just makes everything feel right.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to be completely honest with you. One of the reasons why I like playing CODs, I like yelling at my homies like that. I like getting pissed off. I like that, like, camaraderie of, like, we can battle through it and everything. And then, like, of course, the victories feel 100 times better because that moment of guilt and sadness and pissed off, and then you get the dub and you're like, we fucking did it, guys.
How about being in the bottom of the 14th inning, though?
Oh, you're getting, dude, you're getting crazy. I ain't even gonna lie.
Bro, it fucking gets intense, bro. Your bullpen's almost finished, you know what I'm saying? And you're fucking rough, puffing on fumes with your pitchers. It fucking gets intense, bro. You start snapping at your boy like, hey, bro, I don't know what you want me to do. They're just hitting the ball.
How many pitchers are in a bullpen?
In an MLB bullpen? Fuck.
Bro, like 7, 8.
What are you pitching, like 2 innings a pitcher?
That's what a relief pitcher is, yeah. Like, but no, like, a relief pitcher is only made to go so long in that game, in the show. It's only made to go like 3 innings max.
Yeah, that's what.
What's your starter go? And isn't there a closer too?
Yeah, starter can go a whole game if you want. But
you're usually going like on a decent game,
six, seven.
Then you got like the sixth or seventh
closer,
2 innings of the middle relief. Get out of that inning that the person's having trouble with, and then you have seventh, eighth, and then you have a closer for the ninth.
Come in for the save if you're winning.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out how you retire your whole bullpen at 14 innings if your starting pitcher went 7 innings.
Well, because if you throw you have so seven many more pitches, people, too, their energy drains in the game.
Also, if they're getting smoked up.
Yeah, and if they're getting smoked up, their confidence fucking drains and it sucks.
Then you need to bring another pitcher in immediately.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, immediately. Oh, dude, the fucking game. I'm telling you, Travis, you get amped up, man.
Hey, Nick, buy me
this
game and I'll
play
it
real life.
Free.
Buy me game pass and I'll play.
Oh, fuck. See, that's monthly.
Why don't we go play some baseball in real life? You guys remember that as a kid?
I'll be honest with you. I'll be straight up honest with you. I'm glad you mentioned this, Cody Ray. I found out, you know, I always make this joke, so I'm skinny fat. I really found out today who I am. It's really bad. I'm not in shape at all. I am golfer shape, and that is
I'm golfer shape.
I ran up a hill while golfing.
Oh, I forgot you guys used to be in shape, so it probably is a shock. I've never been in shape, so it's not a shock to me. When I run, I'm completely tore up. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Bro,
when we did that
wiffle ball tournament, I was sore like before I got home. Like, I was sore.
Dude, I heard everybody was like stuck in bed after that.
I was sore as fuck for the next few days. I was like, dude, I gotta like fall onto the toilet.
Dude, I ran up and down the hill looking for the ball. Because I thought they found the ball, so I ran down the hill, and they're like, why'd you go down? We didn't find the ball. And I was like, what the fuck? I guess I'm going to have to go back up. I went back up the hill. My dad's, and then Trevor's at the bottom. I had to go back and try and find his. After I went down the hill, I started breathing heavy, and I'm like, nah, this is bullshit. I'm not this tired. I went up the hill, and I was like,
holy fuck, I need
I got to go back down this motherfucker. Oh my God.
Damn, I need a second. Hold up.
Like, I haven't stepped on a scale in a really long time. And I really want to step on the scale to see if I'm close to like 185-ish now.
I'm nowhere near I thought I was, bro. When I went to the doctors, nowhere near where I thought I was.
Where are you at?
What did you think you were first?
I thought I was at least pushing 145, 150.
Nope. Okay, what do you think? Over or under?
Under, sadly.
I'm definitely going under.
Yeah, it's the under.
How many? 15 or 20 pounds? Or what's your...
I think he weighs 130.
And you thought you weighed 140?
I thought I weighed like 145, 150.
128. That's
low. Travis is closer. 134 when I stepped on the scale last time at the doctor.
You weren't too far off.
How'd that make you feel?
Shitty. Because I was like, damn, I know I weighed 145 at one point. And like, just like me not eating because my stomach hurts is like I've lost 10 pounds from it. Like, sucks.
I can see it in your face.
No, you can't.
Got the cheeks for it. He said, no, I already know. I've been scaling myself every morning when I wake up. I look at my whole body. Me and you were doing it, but in the opposite ways. You're looking at yourself and you're like, man, I'm getting really skinny. And I look at myself and then I turn to the side and I go, 6 months. So I had 3 more months left.
Can't shave the beard anymore.
Oh, no. If I shaved his beard, it would be very bad.
A couple after, years, you guys would just forget mirrors exist.
I think after.
I just don't look in them.
I think after the wedding, bro, I'm going to shave my head bald.
What?
Oh, I think I want to yes. go. I think I want to go bald and like keep the beard and everything, rock like a pit bull look.
Just go with the mustache, please.
Can't shave my head bald and my beard at the same time.
What are the odds that you go bald head and mustache after you're married?
That's, what if you go complete?
No. I want to hear this one.
It's 1 out of 50.
3, 2, 1.
37. Fuck.
Good.
How young do you think you would look if you went completely hairless? Like head and face.
Oh, fuck, bro. 19. I would look young. Because even with just the mustache, I think I look fucking young. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Travis, you messed up the thing again. Just to let you know.
You fuck.
It's the. I don't know what happened.
Hey, what are the odds that you fucking shave your eyebrows and your mustache?
Keep the beard, just shave the mustache. Keep the beard.
Say who shaved just the mustache and the eyebrows.
1 out of 100.
Oh, what?
Here, you got this one.
3, 2, 1.
77.
That was so close. That was so close. That was terrifying. I'm not even on front.
That would have been an easy 5-star.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting smoked. Yeah. Smoke me, dude.
Hey, Klee, he lost a bet. Can
you know what's the worst part about that? If everybody 5-stars me, they can barely see it. They can, like, feel the welts, but that's it.
Oh, yeah, because you got a fucking tiger on your belly.
You got the whole stomach done. So it's not even that entertaining for anybody. I love that.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Can we talk about this, though? Can we? Because we brought up golf.
You went and hit some new irons, didn't you? Trying to get fitted.
I did. I did hit new irons immediately after my wife got her wisdom teeth out, and I learned that that was not the good move. Because she was swollen face, walking around dicks, clueless as shit, for 45 minutes while I'm just striking new irons.
Yoking them into the net.
I was smoking them, dude. 170, everyone, 7-iron.
Dude,
I was getting
just having a blast.
I was getting nasty with it. Every new, dude, I was hitting like $1,100 sets of clubs, and she's over here just like.
She's like, oh my God, that is a nice little pony up there in the air.
She wasn't high. She was just numb as fuck.
She's like,
just walking around like, I don't know how many more times I can look at these shorts before I just yell at him. But she didn't want to talk because she just got a wisdom tooth pulled out.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm over there just striking. No, I want to talk about straight up, again, to let you guys know, we're going to keep promoting it on here before we put up flyers and everything. To the people that are listening and watching this podcast, you guys will be able to hear it first. If you're a golfer, if you're not a golfer, this event's going to be insane for you. On September 7th, this year, 2024, is the Boogered Up Golf Scramble, the second annual one. The one behind me is the sign for the first one, and the second one's going to be insane.
Yep, fiance just found out about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about that if you want. How you don't say nothing about nothing, and I always, every time I hang out with you, I end up getting you in trouble.
I didn't tell her because it's a week before my wedding.
I walk into the crib and I mention it, and she looked at me and slowly turned to him, and I go, God.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's September 7th.
Damn it, Nick.
He's like, oh, nice.
Felt so bad because I was like, why? Why did you put me in this situation?
Love putting you in uncomfortable situations.
It was kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. No, let's talk about straight up. I've been getting my rounds in. I've been practicing. I've been working really hard on my golf game.
Ugh.
And at first, we weren't going to golf. We weren't going to have our own teams in this scramble. I'm going to have my own team in it this year, and I plan on securing the dub.
I plan on having fun. Same team as last year, I'm having a fucking ball again.
Ain't no way I'm winning if my dad's on my team. Not a chance in hell.
I think I'm just going to caddy it. I'm going to stay at the same hole and just caddy
Bro,
the team as they go by.
Find three guys.
Oh, dude, no, I got the best idea.
I can't.
I got the best idea right now. You caddy, and you put the fucking camera on your forehead of the 360 like the dude with the trains.
Oh, shit.
You 360 camera yourself all day, and you just caddy for people, everybody. You just walk around, you just drive up to people.
Tell them what fucking irons they should
hit. And the rule is, if the caddy rolls up to you, you go with the club that he suggests. He will try not to lead you wrong, but he does not know golf. All that much. He knows it a little bit, but not all that much. He doesn't know your game either.
Dude, that should
the
be a
putter,
great...
The putter is what you start with, right? You can hit that the farthest.
That's the
because it's the solidest, it's the most solid club, right?
That
Isn't that how that works?
That's a great rule, bro. We should interpret.
It's 100%. That's jotted down
whenever
right here.
Whenever the caddy pulls up, you hit whatever he suggests.
I gotta get a good caddy
and
fit.
And you gotta look at it. You gotta
I'm
have
gonna design
Matt,
one
you
to
gotta
the
have
T.
Max give him a fucking yardage book, bro. And Cody Ray's not gonna know how to read it, but he's gonna be looking at it and be like, "Yeah, hit this club."
Is that what they're looking at when they have the books? I thought they were just like taking notes. Like, oh, I hit my 7-iron this long last time.
Matt Fitzpatrick does shit like that, but no, it's yardage books.
Oh, I thought it was just like their scorecard.
Stupid.
And shit.
I had no idea either, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, them motherfuckers be flipping books and just going, okay.
Yeah,
all right. And I'm just, like, what math are you doing?
Well, because that has every possible, that has like almost every possible scenario for every shot and like all the yardage.
Scenario?
Scenario.
It's like Sbarro pizza? What the fuck are you talking about?
I was watching this TikTok on Augusta explaining their the fuck's it called?
The book?
Yeah, the yardage book.
Yeah. Yeah, I never knew what that shit was. But also, like, there's a lot of people that we're gonna be reaching out to try and get involved in this.
Yeah.
One of the people that I want to see if they can come into the scramble is that caddy. Have you've come across him on TikTok, I'd imagine. The dude that just walks up and like volunteers himself as a caddy for a hole as soon as they get the par. I'm gonna reach out to him. I'm gonna see if we can get him a part of the pile.
That would be fucking sick.
Get two caddies on the day, that'd be fucking fun.
I like that.
Little caddy battle.
But
caddy battle?
I think that shit this one is going to be light years different than the last year's one just because of the amount of prep time for one is a big thing because we prepped for a long time, but we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. Now that we're involved in all this shit, we have so much other ideas that is going to be played into this. It's going to be unreal. But two, there's going to be a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially from a certain person. If we can get it down locked in. Details are in works right now.
Is it?
In works. If we can get this locked in, this one is going to be stupid.
Oh, bro. Hey, listen. We got to tell Max, bro. I don't want to turn away any teams this year. So, like, I want to fucking double holes up if we got to. You know what I'm saying?
I actually had an idea, but I don't know how well it would work. What if we use the par 3, too, so we could have, like, have it 27 holes?
I think that's too.
We are crossing that road.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's dang. I think there's gonna be a lot of.
There's gonna have to be a sidewalk person.
Yeah, we get a crossing guard.
Dude, we just casually have like a middle school looking ass person just fucking. All right, this way.
Safety patrol.
Safety patrol. That's what it was. Safety patrol.
Yeah, bro.
Get a crossing guard. I mean, that would be a lot. 27 holes. That's all. That'll take.
My suggestion.
But the par threes won't take you super long.
We're gonna fuck around
scramble.
And have a comedy show after it too.
Especially if you're having a scramble.
My suggestion too was like next year, like not this year because my wedding and shit. But next year we should make it a 2-day tournament. Like a 2-day tournament, like they.
We're holding ourselves back just because he's getting married, is what you're saying.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot. I think adding a whole nother day. To that would be a lot, like a lot more stress added on to the first day.
You better sit up. I bet you behind that mug got this new set. And you wanted to sit middle.
Yeah, we'll just have to work that out.
I look like a what?
A mug.
A mug? A
mailbox too. What were you saying, Cody Ray? Sorry.
I said we just have to work that out.
There's outgoing mail talking.
I hate this dude, man. That's so disrespectful.
I'm just kidding.
I actually had a really fun idea for this podcast. I didn't even talk to you guys about it.
Am I excluded? No.
What?
I said, am I excluded? No.
100%. It's just me and him.
Oh, yeah. So the idea was Nick's not actually coming back. No, I've been coming across on TikTok a lot, and I don't know if we'd be able to do it right off rip like this, but I think if we were able to, it'd be a lot of fun. This improv group. That I've been seeing on my TikTok a lot, where they go back and forth, and basically, me and Cody Ray are involved in a scenario where he says a line to me, and then I say a line back to him, and then let's say Andrew over there, if you wanted to say, you say, new topic, new person, something like that. So if I said that line, if I was just like, of course my dad's away on vacation, he'd say new person. Of course my grandma's having sex with my neighbor. And then if it passes the line that if he thinks it's funny or whatever, then it shoots back to you. And then you have to think on the spot back and go back and forth that way.
We should make it interesting. We should shoot tasers at each other. I don't know. That was a dumb idea. I should have kept that one locked in the box. I was thinking like,
just
you know,
do like that dog collar shit.
Yeah, something like that. You know, you're just throwing it back and forth.
No, no, and we might not have to do it this episode, but I think if we set it up and we kind of like had an idea, general idea of it, I think that like maybe next week's episode or some shit, that'd be a fun idea to do. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I've been seeing that a lot on my TikTok, and I didn't realize how much improv groups fuck. I love that shit. That shit's funny as hell.
Yeah, we know a couple. We can just get them on and have them do it with us.
Fuck, Joe Briggs would be awesome.
Run it back.
Shout out Mike.
Mike.
Mike would be dope too, dude.
We've ran across to like a lot... People
dude,
that won
Cam
a
Godfrey
bunch of,
yeah, does she it won, like, every, oh, like yeah. three times a week.
And she won like a bunch of awards.
47 awards.
A bunch of group, in her groups.
47 and a half. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
You know, 47 and a half.
I don't know how well improv is going to work in this group because whenever Nick says something half the time in this podcast, everybody shuts up for a moment and goes, dude, all right, just take that in.
You watch The Office. You know that when Michael goes to the improv classes? And he always got the gun.
Yeah.
He's like, no matter what scenario it is, he like whips out a gun and holds him hostage. So they like ban his gun. Like, no matter what you do, you can't pull out a gun.
Pulls out a gun.
He does. And then he's like whispers into the ear. He's like, I got a gun in my pocket. Put your hands up. And the guy's like, why are you putting your hands up? He told me he has a gun in his pocket. It was so funny.
I love that.
You like The Office, dude. It's fucking funny.
I never fucked with The Office. I don't know why.
I didn't either, bro, but I fucking...
You just gotta get into it.
I would say, bro, like, I
just
never...
Just let it play.
I never either, and, like, I think age came with it.
Maybe.
Once you like, get into the actual characters, like, once you, like,
Understand them
and learn their personalities and the way they fit, it's gold.
Bro, speaking of watching shit, I found my favorite director of all time. By far, my favorite director...
Bang Bros.
I am an adult now that I have my favorite director. And my favorite director is Guy Ritchie. If you've never seen any of the shit that he's done, I highly recommend looking him up and then finding what the fuck he's done.
What's some of the stuff he's done?
Steven Spielberg.
He just did the TV show The Gentlemen. Just binge watched that beforehand, before going to this movie. Watched that TV show and I absolutely loved it. And I was like, it's like Deadpool-esque. With good comedy and good action and everything, and like the camera angles and the stories of everything of it, he just directed The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and it's a movie.
Oh yeah,
that I just went and saw, and I asked you guys wanted to, but you said no, it was just fine. It's okay because you missed out because the movie was great. Went and saw this movie, and the movie was amazing. It's basically like a Nazi killing movie. Which, like, you're like, okay, Inglourious Basterds. I think it might be better than Glorious Bastards.
Oh, wow.
It's a bold take. I know. I've been getting a lot of feedback on what my statement is because everybody's like, you're out of your mind. And I'm like, you got to watch this movie. The movie was phenomenal. And Thad Castle in it, Alan Richardson.
Yeah.
Or I think it's...
Alan Richards.
Is it Richards?
I don't fucking know. It's Alan.
Alan Richards. Hey, fact check that. Alan Richardson. It's Alan Richards, I'm pretty sure. It's Alan Richardson. You got me fucked up now. Fact check it. I ain't going any farther until Tech does Tech's job.
Alice in Chains.
Ooh, great man.
What am I looking at? Alan Richardson. White dude, buff guy.
Thad Castle. Just type in Thad Castle.
You could do that also. And it would show you who played Thad Castle.
Oh, yeah.
So we got it. We're waiting. Waiting. We'll see how fast Tech can move his fingers.
Yeah, and then I'll give you guys a good recommendation on something.
We're waiting. There's a lot of pressure on you right now. A lot of people listening are going, what the fuck happened? Patiently waiting.
Yes.
Alan Richardson. That's what I thought. Okay, see, I have knowledge. Alan Richardson, Thad Castle, is in this movie. He is phenomenal in this movie. This guy has he has one line in the movie where he, apparently he's a gay guy. He really doesn't show it, but he was talking about basically banging one of the dudes, and the guy was like, if you could catch me or whatever, and he says a line, and he says something along the lines of, like, I think I'm getting quite hard. And I laughed there's like 10 people in this theater, because nobody goes to movie theaters anymore.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off. Nobody else laughed. I'm busting a gut because at that moment I saw Thad Castle. And I thought it was the best moment. I thought it was the funniest shit. But seriously, go watch this movie. I cannot recommend this movie more. It was such a fun watch for 2 hours, and it was the problem that I have a lot of movies that there's dead spots. There wasn't a zero. There was no dead spots. You was, the whole time you were moving. Very much so.
I like that. What's it called again?
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, that is
it's a freaking mouthful. Apparently, it's a true story, which I wasn't aware of, but it's basically like a story of like the first Black Ops mission that ever took place, where like they went and stole stuff from the Nazis, which set them back in war, and it was through like the president of France or something like that or whatever that set it up, and then without like any of the government knowing and shit. And so like he was like putting them, everybody was underneath the table like, yo, we're gonna have this secret group that nobody knows about go and do this stuff. And then when they found out and it went through, then he's like, these people work for me. And then like the president of the United States was super stoked about it, yada yada, moved on. The whole story is beautiful and super cool. But
sounds like a good movie.
Yeah. You know what other movie I watched? The Iron Claw. Cried my eyes out.
Really?
I fucking weeped. I went into this thinking I was going to laugh.
No.
It's a wrestling movie. I had no idea. I bought this bitch. I'm a big wrestling fan. I dive into this movie. I start watching it. It's about the Von Erichs. No idea this family. Apparently it's a notorious family. Like one of the best families in wrestling ever. Cody Ray came down to start talking to me about edits. I had to wipe my tears real quick because I didn't want to look like a baby back bitch in front of my boy. And then he's like, oh, you're busy in the middle of this shit. I'll let you go. And I was like, no, because if I start playing this shit, I'm not going to be able to stop. So, like, let's deal with what we're dealing with right here. He was, like, practicing vlogging for golf. Very good. Very funny. We got some cool
Travis
stuff.
Travis is trying to fight working. Tears back the whole time.
Bro.
I immediately had to go smoke a cigarette.
If it
I walked into that room and it was like, oh. Motion. It, you want to watch this? Oh, you're busy? I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. He's like, oh, let me watch it real quick.
Kaylee was like, Cody Ray, you want to watch this? And I was like, Cody Ray does not want to watch this motherfucking movie. I promise you that. He does not want to sit down here with no context to this and then start crying like you've been doing the last 30 minutes.
I wouldn't have cried. I would have just been like, man, they're crying a lot.
They're crying.
I don't know what's going on.
I didn't cry.
Who is this guy?
If when you came down, I wasn't tearing yet, but I was like watery eyed. I was like, oh, this shit's getting a little heavy. And then as soon as the ending part, there's the fucking whole family has like a curse on them, and like three of like the four brothers in the movie kill themselves.
Holy shit!
It was heavy, 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 and I had no idea. I was ready for a fun wrestling movie.
Yeah, it does not sound like a fun wrestling.
You want to know what's hilarious about it? And then I'll pitch to you because I think you had a suggestion, right?
Yeah.
Four people commented on the story that I had on there because I posted up that I was watching this movie. Three of them were get ready to cry. Good friends of mine. Then there's somebody else that said, this movie is absolutely full of laughs. Something like that. Something along the lines of this movie made me laugh. Pants.
That's so funny. He was trying
fucking to fuck. Pants slid in my DMs and was like, oh, this movie was a ball and a half of laughter. And I was like, you're a piece of shit. And he's like, you already know? And I was like, yeah, motherfucker, everybody's been warning me, and here's you.
Yeah, dude, that's so funny. Fucking Pants.
But what's your suggestion?
Bro, it's on Netflix. It's called Louder Milk. It's about this guy.
What? Milk?
Louder Milk. It's his last name, the guy, main character's last name. His name's Sam Loudermilk, and he's a recovering addict, alcohol, drug addict. And he wrote a book, and he used to go on the road with bands, and he was like a...
Is this the Knoxville thing?
No.
Okay.
What is it? He wrote reviews. He was a critic.
Okay.
He was a music critic and like huge published in like Rolling Stone and shit, but like... drugs and alcohol ruined his shit, and now he runs a rehab, like a, not a rehab, but like a circle. What would you call that? An AA for
a square.
He runs
an AA group.
He runs AA meetings, and fuck, dude, some of the people they got in there is so funny, and the references this dude says is so funny. I mean. I didn't think it was going to be anything what I thought it was when I clicked on it. You know, I just was like, Louder Milk? I was like, okay, I'll try it. Just because it said it was like in the comedy things and it was new.
Okay, I was like, you just went on the title and saw Louder Milk and went, this is interesting.
Well, it was in my recommended because it's like, because you watched this, I forget what show, but it recommended that.
Well, how do you spell this?
Louder Milk?
Yeah.
just like it sound.
Louder milk? You did not click that for any other purpose besides for dirty ass reasons, probably.
No, the dude, it was a dude's face on it.
What was he doing? Milk all over
it? No, he looked fucking zoinked out. Like strung out.
Okay.
That's why I was like,
I still don't believe this.
I'm telling you, bro.
If you think of louder milk, what are you thinking of? What's the first initial response in your brain when you think louder milk?
Milk in a microwave.
Not that. I don't know.
What? Milk in a microwave?
Shit gets bubbly. Shit get loud.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Hell yeah. Cody Reynos.
You put... What?
I don't know. I've put milk in the microwave, but not to the point where it's boiling, but I'm sure you can make it fucking boil. You know what I mean? And like blow up.
I had ice cream blow up in the microwave one time.
Why would you put that in the microwave?
I wanted a milkshake. So I put a big ass cup of ice cream.
Cup, huh?
No, metal. They're not metal, but like one of the nice glasses, one of the nice bowls. I put a bunch of ice cream in that bitch. I put it in for 5 minutes and walked away from it.
5 minutes.
I came back, bro, and the kitchen was so smoky. And my dad was just screaming. He's like, what the fuck is in the microwave? And he opens it up, and it's just like fucking marshmallow splush. Just it fucking blew up. The bowl blew up. Everything just completely erupted. Everything.
I would have made your ass clean it up.
Oh, he was so pissed. And I was like, I wanted a milkshake. He's like, you fucking retard. What made you think 5 minutes in a microwave was gonna get you melted ice? I was like, it's just you needed like 30 seconds, dog. I was like, you cooked this shit well done.
You overcooked it.
Yeah, overcooked it.
You burnt your ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's soup.
Bro.
Ben and Jerry's soup for sure.
I don't even know what I wanted at that point. I realized when I came back, I was like, man, 5 minutes was a little much, I think.
How old were you?
I was a teenager. Easily a teenager. Probably 13, 14, I imagine.
Jeez.
Just I love vanilla milkshakes, dude. And I just put a bunch of vanilla ice cream in there and beep, 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 gone.
That's crazy. I'm glad your dad yelled at you. That's a good teaching moment.
Oh, he was so pissed.
It's a good teaching moment there.
That's why half the time now when I put shit in the microwave, I just stare at it. A lot of people do it just to stare at a motherfucker while it's rotating. I'm staring at it to hopefully it don't blow up.
Well, I mean, I stare at it to make sure it don't bubble over or do anything either. Like... when I clean my pieces, I put rubbing alcohol in a glass in the microwave for 30 seconds. And in increments, I like open the door because it starts fizzing up and shit.
Why do you microwave it?
Because when you pour it into the bong and you shake it up, it's immediately clean.
It does it regardless.
No, you got to let it soak.
I don't know. I guess these are. I just never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
Fuck, no, man. I just use the alcohol and salt. Mm-hmm.
Salt? It gets my pieces brand new, bro. That's what
Did you steal the whole container of salt? Is it up in your room? Is that what you told me?
No, I had my own.
I've been trying to find that salt.
Oh, he's trying to use your salt.
No, I've had my own.
You trying to take his salt?
He trying to steal my salt.
Oh, would steal your salt? It's like a dollar and some change for a thing of salt. Like, why would I just hijack
your salt? I'm Terry Crews. I'm Terry Crews and everybody hates Chris. That's $1.89.
Exactly. Like, why would I steal that from you?
That's 69 cents worth of spilt milk.
No, you put the salt so it makes it like gritty, makes alcohol gritty. So it,
yeah,
like scratch, not a scratch, it's a glass, but like, you know what I mean?
Scratch. Sorry.
Scratch.
Eats away at the.
Doesn't eat, but it like rubs it. Yeah. It's like sands it.
I like louder sand.
Milk. Louder milk.
Milk, bro. I'm telling you. Louder milk. Check it out. It's funny as fuck.
Is it a TV show?
Yeah, it's 3 seasons because the dude has a sponsor.
How are the episodes? How are the episodes? Like, how long are the episodes?
30 minutes.
How many episodes are in a season?
I forget. Because I'm
not
on
enough.
Let me know
when they get 3 more seasons.
I would say probably like 12 to 14, maybe.
30 minutes. Okay, that's not terrible. That's not terrible.
And because it goes by quick once you start watching it, dude.
And is it a story that follows or is it like a Family Guy? Like every episode is different.
There's a story that follows.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, there is a story.
Stories
that follows.
For 30 minute episodes? I can fuck with that.
The dude has a sponsor and his sponsor's a secret alcoholic.
Hilarious. A lot of them are like that.
Have you ever seen Flasked?
What?
Flask that was on Netflix? I don't know if it still is. It was about a dude who got in a hit and run accident, and he like killed some girl, and he had to go to rehab or something. His wife left him and a bunch of other stuff, and he like she got real rich, and then he had to go to rehab, and then it turned like he was secretively drinking because everybody hated him because he killed this girl or whatever, and then come to find out at the end of the story, it was his wife that was driving. So he took all that heat and all that blame, went through all that rehab. She left him, married some rich guy, and then he just like lived with that until he got caught drinking again.
That's crazy.
Damn.
It was a pretty good show. I liked it.
I want to watch this.
It was really weird because he ended up meeting like the girl's sister or something, and like he ended up like falling in love with the girl that died or something. So like that's how it kind of came out. They found out that he was drinking, and then it came out that he wasn't the one driving.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Bitches be tripping.
And then he screwed him all around because he didn't tell the girl's sister that he was the guy.
I can't believe this.
You know what I mean? He's just like, oh, like she knew that the drunk driver killed her, and
oh my god,
she didn't put it together that it was that guy.
Oh my god!
But it wasn't even that guy.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's nuts! Holy shit!
It might still be on there.
Yeah, it might be.
What's it called?
Flasked.
Flasked?
With an ED on the end.
Flasked. Okay.
What the fuck did you just say?
I thought he was trying to say flask, but he just kept mispronouncing it. So I was like, I'm going to let it slip again.
Flaccid.
He goes, what's it called? Nick was like, flist.
Flasked.
All right, let's go over some topics that have happened over the last week or so in that nature. Besides the fact that today I just found out that the Bengals are no longer going to be a football team, basically. I'm fucking pissed. Still fired up about it. Everybody want to get traded on. I'm heated up, but I don't want to talk about it right now. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Paid players.
The NFL draft has started the day before you hear this. Hopefully your team picked the right player. Hopefully my team picked the right player. Yeah. Why'd you whisper that to me? You got a microphone.
Bet. That's the first thing football related that's back.
Yay.
You know what that means? Yay. Football's almost here.
We can gamble hard as fuck.
No, oh, my God.
I haven't been gambling
They're
hard
so
as
excited.
Fuck, but I've still been gambling. Not hard
Man's
as fuck.
Dead to me, dude. It's crazy.
I can't wait.
No, bro, I'm about to be in books, dude. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. I might try to
research
some more.
Let's go into the news, though, of what we're doing here. One of the first things I want to talk about is the fact that it has been known that now, if you are a drinker, it does not matter because life will not stop you because the boy Ryan Garcia just beat the shit out of the title holder, bro. Out of the champion.
Yeah. Nuts.
Ryan Garcia won in his fight. Who the fuck thought that was going to happen?
No, obviously, Vegas didn't. Nobody.
What was his odds pre-fight? Wasn't it like 300?
No, way more.
Really?
Bro, going before the fight started, it was like plus 560. For him.
I'm pissed now. I would have threw a fiver on that one just for the fuck of it.
Bro, before like leading up to the fight, I saw it at like plus 850, like as high as that, plus 900 on other books. And then like there was other bets like Ryan Garcia to get two knockdowns. She knocked him down twice, which was like insane, dude. Like,
yeah, because nobody believed in this guy because he
came in overweight, 3 pounds overweight.
Yeah, let's have a conversation on this one. Do you think that this was all a ploy? This is all a character? This is all a game? Or is this how he actually is and he just somehow is also good at fighting?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch boxing like that, so I can't really formulate too much of an opinion. I just think maybe dude like was like, okay, the title's off the table, you know? I don't really have to try, you know, because I'm already going to beat him, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. So are you saying that the champion, which I don't know his name off the top of my head. Do you know his name off the top of your head, anybody?
I just think he went in there with a mindset like, I'm not going to lose the title no matter what happens. So, like, you know what I mean? And he got paid anyway by Ryan.
Yeah, he won $1.5 million because he lost or he didn't make weight.
$500,000 for every pound you're overweight.
This man, that's crazy. That was made in the press conference too, and I'm like, bro. After that, he went out drinking.
Drank beer like all week.
I love this
guy. All week.
I love this guy.
Slammed a beer before his weigh-in.
We're over here judging Connor. He's drinking too much whiskey and shit, yada yada. Maybe a little bit of drug, whatever the case is. This motherfucker been drinking straight beer every day. Just living his craziest wild life that he can live. Goes in there and puts on a hell of a fight and wins the fight.
How old is he?
He's young. Young.
Yeah, and he's made like $41 million.
Unreal.
Ain't that something?
And his character is so unhinged. I don't
love it.
I don't know if I love it or hate it.
I love an unhinged dude, bro, that's got fucking some shit going for him.
I don't know, man. I think that fight in general, I saw a little bit. I didn't watch the whole fight, but watching that fight, I mean,
I've seen videos of him like piecing dude up and he looked good.
I don't even know necessarily enough of it like that, like you said, but like from what I'm seeing, this dude is stone cold killer. This dude's got that dog in him, and I'm like, if this guy's out here drinking like that, I think I need to get down more. I think I need to drink more.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, if you've learned anything in this fight, in this win with Ryan Garcia, is that you can drink as much as you possibly want and be more successful after you're done drinking it.
Yeah.
Drink more beer.
Or, you know, no.
No, go ahead. No, because it's stuck in your head. We all know how this plays out.
This is much love. Love my dude. Big much love. I said, or you can be like our dude Ryan and get slept. That's why I said, love my dude Ryan.
That hurt me.
It hurt me. Fuck you think this is.
Man, you out here roast. Oh, don't do that face. Don't do that face. Don't do that face.
What?
Don't do what you just did. I saw that. I caught you right now. Don't. He did a little crazy. No, he put up a good fight. Yeah, Ryan did put up a good fight.
That wasn't what the face was about. It was the comment.
Dude.
Yeah, no, I know.
Right. It's all out of love, dude. It's not fucking trash.
I don't think that dude hit. I don't think Ryan hit him near as hard.
I was waiting for the soul slicer, bro. I was making the noises.
I don't know what happened.
I was going.
I don't know why.
Every time he smacked, bro.
He just seemed.
I was like, all right, he's going to go down right. Now,
when he was hit, that's what we were at. We were like, we were fucking ready to get up off our seats and scream. And every time he hit, I was like, something's wrong.
I had my congratulations typed up already.
No way,
bro. I told you that. Yeah, I had it like on fucking like the day after I told you. I was like, yeah, dude, like I was watching the fight on my phone.
No way.
And I was like, and like it was paused. I was like, hold up, guys, real quick. I was like, I'm gonna send something. And I like got it all typed up. And then I put the game back, like the match back on and shit. And I was like, bet as soon as like I see him do it, I'm gonna send that message. You know, I'm gonna be the first one.
You deleted that after that, didn't you? He presses delete.
Saw the three dots and then it just hit delete. That's a fucking Drake lyric.
Oh, speaking of Drake, that's another thing that we got to talk about.
Fuck, yeah.
Another thing we haven't even addressed. We haven't yet. That was a perfect transition into this situation. Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, all this shit's going on in this rap industry. What the hell is going on? Can we decipher this as three white men that listen to death metal and rap and country and reggae?
I couldn't tell you what's going on in the fucking rap game right now. It's insane. I'm being dead ass. I can't tell you what's going on because everybody's beefing.
Why can't they just get along?
That's what I'm saying. Why can't we all just get along?
I'm going to be honest with you with this. Something you were just saying about there about everybody's beefing. My attention completely got taken away from that beef.
Shout out your boy.
To the Chris Brown and Quavo beef.
Shout out your boy.
Thank you for putting me on that.
Dog.
Dude hit me up. We were all leaving 420. We were at the dispo and shit.
I hit the group chat and I was like, dog, did anybody hear this diss track? Oh my God.
Immediately, me as a person that loves really mean rap, I'm like, all right, bet. We got some shit going on. I listened to the TikTok and I had everybody in the car. I go, y'all got to shut the fuck up and listen to what Chris Brown just said about Quavo in this song.
I woke up from a nap just for that.
He did. He really did.
He snapped on that Nardo Wick beat, bro.
I don't know. I think Quavo needs to just absolutely put his feet and hands and elbows on him now. I don't know
what the beef's about, bro, because I've been seeing TikToks too that this is like Chris Brown is like, this has been a long beef.
It's been happening forever.
Yeah,
it's been happening forever. Like, I don't know if you saw, apparently, so there was the NBA All-Star game. For 2 years, he was shooting shots at Quavo the whole time, and on the second year, he was straight up like, that bitch motherfucker don't want nothing, yada, yada.
Yeah,
like, he don't want to come
like,
through this bitch. He'll get smoked. He's like, he ain't,
he's been going on for a minute, and I don't know what it stems to, you know?
It might be the fact, we're going to wait. Respectfully, we're going to wait. You good? You about to, what happened over there with you?
You throw that lipski back in? Oh, yeah, he threw it back in. That's a trooper right there. Fuck, he smokes some good meat, and he throws the lip back in.
Did you? You did throw it back in?
Bro, it's faded as fuck. Oh.
This motherfucker's cooked.
He's also behind the light, though, and I got to show. He big chilling.
No, fuck, I think...
Dude, that's... When he made that lyric about wishing, you know, that takeoff lyric, bro...
Do me a favor. Look that up. Look that up, the actual quote that he says. You can say it on here. What he said about takeoff. That was the meanest line that I might have heard since Tupac. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Bro, that's why I was just like, when I heard that, bro, I dropped my phone. I was like, oh no.
The whole car stopped and went,
Taylor.
What did he just say?
I played it for Taylor and she was like, she didn't really give a fuck until like she said that. And then she looked at me and was like, and I was like, yeah. I was like, Chris Brown can fucking rap.
Oh, we've known this.
She's like, I want to hear him, you know, singing again, though.
We've known this. It's been nothing but he's had bars when he's rapped. He's gone in on it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, holy shit, that's Chris Breezy, baby.
I'm waiting for Quavo to respond back.
He did respond back.
I'm waiting for him to actually respond back because we listened to it before this episode.
That's like the automatic response that, like, you put on your profile. You don't want to respond between a certain hours.
Yeah, I don't need whatever the response that we heard before this podcast because when we listened to that response,
tender,
that's what it was called. That was the saddest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was not. It wasn't. It just sounded like any other.
Like, sounded like
Migos
he made
song.
The beat on SoundCloud.
No, it sounded like any other Migos song, dude. That's why I'm like,
I'm not gonna sit here and listen to this Migos slander.
I'm like, this is not a diss track. This is just a regular fucking Quavo Migo thing, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. And like the Drake shit, going back into the Drake situation with this one. Drake responded. No, he responded with 50 push-ups or whatever it is. What was the? You know the song? Did you not hear the response from Drake?
I haven't been paying too much attention to the beat.
It was
bro.
Like 50 push-ups or something like that, I think is what it's called. He responded back, it's not bad. Apparently, people are loving it. I don't think it's the greatest thing. I don't like the beat necessarily. I think the words are all right, but like...
What about the back-to-back when he was...
You can't take back-to-back and then try and go with a comeback on a better artist, Kendrick, and do it like that. I was pissed off. And Future. You can't hit Future and Kendrick with a beat like that. You gotta have something harder than back to back.
You know he's probably got something way harder.
Apparently, from what I've been seeing, he has at least two more songs set up ready to go.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I hope he's actually swinging. He said some shit about Rick Ross too, and that hurt my heart, dude. Stop. Keep Rick Ross.
Oh yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Leave Ricky Rose alone.
I seen something about that. Rick Ross did a show where it was like some random college or something, and he only played the songs where he was featured with Drake.
That's so...
Or something like that. Like, that's I think so that's where that started. I'm not for sure, but, like, I saw that was pretty funny. Hold on.
That's funny as fuck.
God damn, that's mean as shit. We got one more thing on this list, though, that we had to talk about. And we haven't talked about this yet, but we're going to talk about Clayton Clark's contract.
Insane.
There's been a lot of topic and a lot of conversation and a lot of people not happy with the fact that Clayton Clark got paid what she got paid.
But it's the WNBA.
Where are we at on this? Do we think that she deserves like the rookie NBA contract?
I mean, yeah, she definitely deserves something like that. But like, again, it's the WNBA. Like, they don't have NBA money.
Yeah, and why don't they have NBA money?
They don't have the NBA ticket sales. They don't have NBA viewership. They don't sell NBA jerseys. You know, they don't sell...
Jerseys in the line that NBA does.
Yeah.
Revenue coming
in.
Hey,
but Caitlin Clark's going to bring a ton of attention to the fucking league, bro, which is why I'm like, give her her money.
I just did a you moment right there. I hope you know that. You just said a really nice line that probably would have been great for social media, but I just went.
That's all right.
I don't know why I did that.
There we go.
There you go. There's your fucking clear throat thing.
I didn't do it the whole time.
Andrew's like, he do be clearing his throat. I hear it when I'm listening to the pod.
Got a lot of phlegm built.
He's like a fucking 85-year-old man trapped in a 24-year-old body.
That's all right.
That how old you are, 24?
25. Old ass, dude. Fuck you, bitch.
Old ass motherfucker. I completely agree. I think that the Caitlin Clark contract is justifiable to the money that comes into the WNBA. But I also just saw that she signed a $20 million contract with Nike.
She did? That did?
So.
That did fall through? Yes. She's getting a shoe?
Yes. So at the same time, like, you're getting the money that you're getting on elsewhere of this nature. But at the same time, I understand that she is talent-wise. If you're looking specifically talent-wise, I do believe that she deserves money in line that is better than what she is getting. But there also has to be that push. You have to be like the Jordan that pushes the talent and the sport that it is. Just because it's basketball doesn't mean it's the NBA. It's not the NBA.
Nope.
And just because they're women doesn't mean that should hold them back. Completely understandably, which isn't the funny ha-ha joke that I like. People might not want to hear on this one. But if there's a woman that pushes the sport like Jordan to then go into like the Iverson and the Tim Duncan and the Shaq and the Kobe and the LeBron and all these people with different personalities, this and that, where you have all these different lines, there hasn't been fuck all, almost nothing in the WNBA.
Brittany Griner was the last big thing.
And it was bigger that she got put in prison than actually the sport.
Yup.
Once she got in the sport, people forgot about her.
1,000%, because they're like, all right, WNBA.
And I saw that Caitlin Clark also potentially might be a weekly member of the Pat McAfee show.
Oh, that's dope.
She might be coming in there once a week. So that will bring a lot of light to the sport. She will be able to be a stepping stone to let these women make more money and actually be in a lucrative sport as like all these other sports are.
Yeah, and get paid.
Because let me ask you this. You're a golf guy. Let me ask you if you understand this one. Does women's PGA get paid like the men's PGA?
No.
No?
Fuck, I don't know.
You're unaware of that?
I am unaware of that. I don't know. I don't know about the LPGA.
Because, see, and I don't know if that would be the same stance. Because, and like, is it just women being held back? Is it because the women's sport isn't as cool or good or big as the men's sport?
I think the tournaments are probably just as big. They have a women's masters. You know, they have major championships.
They have a women's masters? That's insane, because I genuinely had no idea about that. Do they get green jackets? That's... How long has this been going on? Forever?
Yeah.
A long time? Insane. I legit had no idea this was a thing. Is this, when is this? Like,
I think it takes place like a week before the Masters. I know it's like, wow. I know it's before like the guys play.
I genuinely had no idea about that. I would love to watch that.
Yeah, I seen a video on it. I was like, oh, that's cool as fuck.
Is there like a certain woman in the LPGA that,
yeah, who's what's her name? She's on top right now.
Is there like a Scotty for the women?
Yeah, fuck, what's her name, dude? She's on. I can't think of her name right now, but I can think of a good couple, like
just traveling with the mic underneath the table.
Like Lexi Thomas is good, but like she's probably the only one I know really that I like followed.
See, and I don't know, like. I'd like to see necessarily, because I see all these comments and all these reports and you're like, you know, they're bullshit and blah, blah, blah. It's just because they're women. Women aren't good at sports, you know, all that other stuff. And it's like, is that the case? Is it because just we all have this narrative? Is it because you don't see the dunks and you don't see.
That's going to eat me up.
You don't see the long drives in golf and like for like women's professional softball. Is that a thing? Or is it just college?
I didn't even know there was professional women's softball. I thought it was just done after college or the Olympics.
See, I don't think there is a professional. I think there's just college and then Olympic, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, though. Maybe it's something that we need to get more educated in the sense of women in sports.
That is not who I was thinking of. Who is it?
Are we all like fact-checking?
Nelly Korda. Nelly Korda was who I was thinking of, because this past weekend I was watching and she's going for her fifth win in a row.
At the Masters?
Not the Masters, but like just like
Just tournament wise.
Yeah,
Jesus Lord, that's insane. That's Scotty.
She's on the tear.
That's literally Scotty, but five times. Scotty just went back to back. She went five times. Yeah. Respect. Well, what's her name?
Nelly Korda.
You didn't even know it. You just read it. That's crazy.
Nelly Korda.
That's how much we don't know about these women. That's unbelievable. Like, I think that maybe there should be a difference in this.
She's a dog, though.
Maybe they should learn how to dunk, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they should learn how to drive 250, 300 yards.
Yeah.
And maybe these women are driving it. I know they ain't dunking. There's like one person dunking. That's Brittany Griner. But maybe there's that. That's just like, maybe it's the like, okay, but I know what's the same. I hope at least because they be putting on amazing fights. UFC.
Yeah.
I know that shit's the same.
Yeah.
Why is that the same?
I don't, you're asking the wrong guy.
Women, do women be fighting? No, no. Like in conversation piece, what would you think? What's the difference? What brings women's UFC on the same standard as men's?
They're fighting.
So it's just the standard fighting.
Yeah, it's just the two people thrown in a cage fist fight.
So, see, I don't know. I'd like to get to the bottom of that, though, you know? I'd like to necessarily understand why. Maybe even indulge myself in a little bit of women's sports and see if I, you know, genuinely, maybe I'm bored. Maybe I'm like, man, this shit sucks. Maybe it's like, maybe I fuck with this a little bit. Maybe these people are bangers, you know?
Could.
I'd like to know. I'd like to give these women a chance.
You find it, Cody Ray?
No.
Cody Ray just been searching on his phone for the last 5 minutes in the conversation. He don't even know what he's looking for anymore.
I did manage to find the pay gap difference.
And
for golf, for male and female.
Oh, please elaborate.
So, it says professional male golfers can expect to earn 83% more in winnings this year than the next winner in the female tour.
Holy shit. That's a lot.
83%. See, and I wonder because like I didn't know about the women's masters and everything of that nature. So like maybe it's because of that. Like maybe it's just because of recognition of the sport.
I'll look it up.
It says they play the same game to the same level. The only difference is one chromosome. Yet their trophies and achievements are worthless.
Sadly, yeah. I had no idea they had a Masters. Masters is the biggest thing in golf. And I had no idea that the women have that same line of fight. The Masters, the green jacket. That's mind-blowing to me.
Oh, it is the Augusta National Women's Amateur. It's a golf tournament held in Augusta.
So is it not called the Masters?
Hold up.
Do they not get a green jacket?
Oh, yeah, there is a... Club is protective.
Cutter, no, what are you doing over there?
Trying to look up something, but I can't find it, so I'm done.
No, they only hold that.
What are you trying to look up?
They only hold that
what
amateur.
I was talking about, but I can't find it anymore, so I don't know how true it is.
They only hold that amateur, and it was a girl, like an old girl that used to golf that was really good, just became a member at Augusta. That's what it was.
I have some other average.
You want to get anywhere closer to that mic? Holy shit, you forgot.
Average athlete comparison by gender. Basketball, 10.7 million to 113,000. Basketball.
That's nuts.
Golf, 1.5 million for male, 364,000 for female.
That ain't as much of a gap, but that's still crazy.
Yeah.
Soccer, 471,000 for male. 54,000 for female.
Damn.
Tennis, top 100, 1.6 million for male, 1.1 million for female.
See, that's what like tennis is probably like the same thing as UFC. Is the UFC on there?
No.
For pipes, I would imagine the tennis is the same thing, but that also, again, this is what I was talking about. There's people that was in women's tennis that escalated that sport. The Williams sisters.
Yeah.
They escalated that, and like you didn't know, like you knew men tennis players. I can't tell you one off the top of my head. I genuinely can't. I can tell you Serena and Venus.
Yep, that's it.
Like the women, but I can tell you, I don't know fuck all nothing about the guys. I know there's just two that were like phenomenal. I don't remember their names right now, but I know the Williams sisters.
I don't know shit about
because them. They were fucking dominant and they were dogs, and that was what made them. And like, still the fact that it's not still even is kind of crazy, but for them to have a lot more shows you that they had somebody that went up there and was a Jordan, was a James, was somebody like that in the sport that was like, I want to be that person.
Right.
So maybe Caitlin Clark's that person.
She could be.
Also, breaking news, if you didn't see, CTESPN reported that apparently she's got a hairy bush.
CTESPN?
Yeah,
CTESPN. I wrote CTESPN on the board earlier, and Cody Ray about had an aneurysm trying to read that motherfucker.
CTESPN.
CTESPN. This motherfucker.
CTESPN.
I'm going to say this right now. It's a bold take. I might start getting my reports from CTESPN. He is right about so much.
She really does have a book.
He's talking, like, he leaked the fucking, well, I think it was the Texans jerseys or something like that, or was it the Broncos jerseys? I think it was just the Broncos jerseys a couple days ago. He said it 3 days before they announced it. He's breaking news before anybody else, even the team.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's going on, but somehow AB is getting all of the stuff. Like, every time AB says something crazy about, like, crazy trade, this and that, I'm on the hunt. I'm watching. I'm trying to pay attention. Apparently, he keeps talking about Justin Herbert is going to the Vikings. If Justin Herbert goes to the Vikings, everybody needs to follow CTESPN. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Because he's been on the ball about this. I swear to God,
that'd
if this trade happens,
if he went
there, y'all better give that man his respect.
That'd be so nasty if he went there.
It'd be terrifying. Also, it would be terrifying to know that Antonio Brown's got his head on correct because he's newscasting this correctly.
I know. He'd be a really good anchor.
But then he's also saying shit like Caitlin Clark is a hairy pussy.
Yeah, that is. That's where he...
Which is outlandish as fuck.
Very outlandish. You can't say that on TV.
You can't.
But you can tweet it.
Yeah. And then there was somebody that called him out. Was like, who was it? It was DeMar Hamlin. He was going at DeMar Hamlin, and he was like CSPN cracker of the day, and it was DeMar Hamlin or some shit.
Oh, fuck.
And DeMar Hamlin started barking at him left and right, this and that, going crazy on him, and he was like, bro, hey, I'm just a dude dressed like a dude playing another dude.
What the fuck?
He was killing it, man. I'm excited to see. I hate AB, but I'm excited to see where CTESPN goes because genuinely, I think this is a fucking hilarious thing that we got.
Yeah, I like that. That's funny as fuck.
All right, now for the moment of truth, we have over here, producers row. You had a cracking question earlier. We started talking about it ever slight, and I said, you know what? We got to hold this off. We got to talk about this on the podcast. Clear your throat. Take your time. Nobody's waiting on you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You got a microphone in front of your mouth. We're just patiently waiting for you to say this.
Who on the pod would make the best president?
I think Cody Ray, honestly.
Cody Ray, are you for the people?
I think Cody
Ray. I'm for the people by the people.
Cody Ray is for sure for
the people.
The people
do what I want.
So you're fupa.
I think, can I vote for myself?
No, you cannot.
I can't?
No.
This is bullshit.
There's no way I'd be a good president.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. So if you can't vote for yourself, you nonchalantly voted for Cody Ray over me? What does Cody Ray have that I don't?
Chillness? He's going to be in a meeting, and he's going to be like, guys, here's some weed.
Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah. So he'll be Biden?
No, Cody Ray's going to have grit. I'm
walk up some stairs.
I love that. That was a good hit. Hell yeah, you can.
There's a plane right there. I feel like I could get in there in one try.
Yeah. It wouldn't, dude. You're a trip. I can't.
I want to know what you bring to the table that I won't. Like that you can do better than me. Because I'm offended by this man voting for you.
I didn't run. Like, I don't know. That's on you. You got to explain why you voted for me.
No, explain your campaign.
Hey, if you're going to be president, I need to know what you're doing.
I don't want to be president.
You already got one vote. There's three votes right here, and you already have 33% of it. Who would you pick? We can make it 25s. Who would you pick? Can't pick yourself. Don't think too hard over there. God bless you.
I'm going to go Cody.
You want to go Cody, right?
Yes, go.
We have 50%. Now you are president. What are your rules? Now you got to go, because I promise you, I'd be taking care of America way better than you. It is unbelievable. Also, you're fucking fired.
Delegate, delegate, delegate.
Delegate. That's what we're going to do.
Is that what a president does?
Yes.
And then we're going to keep delegating.
Yeah.
I don't know what that word means.
Okay, so Cody, now that you've picked your... So now you won.
Hold on. First off, you didn't say his name correctly if you come on this podcast. Unbelievable. Cody Ray.
I'm sorry. Cody Ray.
You call him government name. What are we
first
doing
and
here?
First last name, please.
Now that you've won presidency, who's going to be your vice president? You got to pick one of these guys.
You can only have one?
Yep.
Can they take turns?
No. There's only one vice president.
One vice president. 4 years.
4 years. Choose wisely, because I have a handheld mic.
I swear to God, I'll walk off this podcast right now if I don't even get VP. I'll walk off this podcast right now. I didn't even get prez.
He's like,
I should have been prez. This is crazy.
Oh, I ain't get prez. He's like, I'm done if I ain't
I
get
think
VP.
I think the logical thing to do would definitely pick Travis, because things would get done. I would be smoking a lot more weed with Nick. So, like, chances are...
So I'm the president, but I'm vice president, is what you're saying?
No, yeah. You would keep me on track. Like, we'd be more productive that way. If it was me and Nick running the White House, it would probably catch on fire at some point.
Like, sorry, I got high as fuck and wanted to have a snack in Abraham Lincoln's room.
Wait, Abe's got a room?
Yeah, in the White House.
He got a whole room?
Yeah, when they get a new president, they just build a new room.
You lying.
No, mine's going to be decked out, bro.
Is he for real?
I'm pretty
gonna
sure.
It's going to be a stripper pole in the
middle.
It's the
same Oval Office, right?
Dog, it's going to be a...
If there's a... Abraham Lincoln has a room in the White House.
I don't know if they make a... I'm
already looking
room.
It up.
Like
right
for
now.
Him to sleep in if he comes and stops by?
That dude's dead.
He ain't coming back.
Abraham Lincoln. I can't spell his name, so Google's going to do that. Now I'm going to do how room in White
that
House.
Dude's dead. What if he comes back, bro?
That's going to be crazy. Yeah. The Lincoln bedroom is a bedroom in which is a part of the guest suite in the southeast corner of the second floor of the White House. The Lincoln sitting room makes up other parts of the suite. The room is named for... Oh, it's a suite named after him.
Okay. See, I thought we were saving a spot for good old Abe if he come walking through that bitch again.
It wasn't the same White House when he was a president, too, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, he didn't. You think they just built fucking Washington around the White House and was like, all right, we're going to put this here and everything else goes around it.
Dude, we've done this before. I don't know anything about history, but being a good president doesn't matter about the past. It matters about the future, and I'm going to take care of the future.
We are going to take care of the future.
Sorry. I forgot that I'm not president. I'm vice president while he's out smoking with his buddies.
It's the Ray Brown
I'm like,
campaign.
Cody Ray. Now
the Ray Brown.
Cody Ray, do you want to get super high and make everybody play hide and seek with us?
Yes, let's get really high. What did Biden do when he wanted to play hide and seek? There's a pandemic. Everybody hide.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I would be like, okay, Cody Ray, now that it's midnight in the White House, can we make everybody have an airsoft war?
Dude.
Press conference and be like, sir, Mr. President, why are there a little...
How long do you think it would take us to smoke in every room of the White House?
A month.
How many rooms is there?
I don't know. At least a month, because we're gonna smoke in a different room each time, and we're gonna smoke multiple times a day. So maybe a week. Maybe a week if you're president.
There are 132 rooms, 35 bathrooms, and 6 levels in the residence. There are also 412 doors, 147 windows, 28 fireplaces, 8 staircases, and 3 elevators.
How many of those fireplaces are active, though?
I would assume 28 of them.
That's fucking insane.
Like, it's the White House. They don't have no fake shit there, bro. This, like...
Yeah.
This isn't like your fucking...
Yeah, this ain't a fucking fake fire.
I would assume 28 of them, you fucking moron.
That's so funny. You're on it tonight.
132 rooms.
This man's disrespectful. What do you mean?
It's at least 2 weeks.
I'm your VP. You're supposed to be respectful to me.
You're right. We can shut down some of the fireplaces if you like.
Thank you. Fire hazards. There's an awful lot of them. We can cut the gas line while it's still alive.
No.
What's the gas line going into the fireplace for?
You think there are gas fireplaces in the White House?
What do you mean?
These are probably bougie-ass fireplaces that take real wood.
You mean to talk? Nah, bro, ain't no way.
Look up if they're gas fireplaces.
Ain't no way they're bringing logs of wood in that bitch like that, carrying them in there. Maybe like one or two.
You know how many motherfuckers work in the White House? They got fucking bitches to do that shit.
They got wood bitches.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a wood bitch.
Hey, wood bitch number three.
What we got? You're fucking reading.
Tell me this shit's gas. What
they told me. They told me the same answer. There's 132 rooms, 35 ladders.
Are the fireplaces in the White House gas or wood?
Ask if they're active. Is it an active volcano?
And then after this, we got to get the fuck out of here. But we got to find this answer out, because there's no way I'm going down swinging like this.
Fucking stupid ass mic. I'm going to hold it like
that. You know how much gas line you got to run to 100 and how many rooms? 138. Well, there's 28 active. 28 different rooms all across.
No, 132 rooms, 28 fire.
But you just said how many motherfuckers were working on that. I bet they got motherfuckers that can just do that. Yeah, but they got gas bitches.
Bro, that's so much gas line. It's so much cheaper to just have a real fireplace.
You think they're carried about wood? You didn't think they cause like the cost is their problem?
Oh, ain't that crazy? They want to do away with fossil fuels and they're using our fucking gas for their fucking gas fireplace?
Figure that out. Figure that out. Now that we're onto something, we can make a change starting in the White House. All natural with wood bitches. Gotta have wood bitches. How many wood bitches do we need? 28?
Yeah, at least 28.
One for each fireplace?
One for each fireplace, yeah.
And I don't know. I got a couple different answers. One said that there's, they have like chimney sweeps that like go there every few years. And then another thing said, yes, the White House has several fireplaces that are still in working condition. They are occasionally used for both functional and ceremonial purposes. However, the frequency of their use may vary depending on the administration and specific events or traditions.
See,
so
we need to get down to the bottom
so
of this.
Hearing they have chimney sweeps only leads one to assume.
They got wood bitches.
Wood bitches.
Wood bitches. They got wood bitches. We got anything else for this episode? Are we good?
We
got here?
Wood bitches.
Yep. All right, get yourself some wood bitches. Pay attention because here very soon, here in the next couple weeks, I'm going to punch him. Here in the next couple weeks, we're going to be posting up a bunch of stuff about the scramble. It's going to be live. You're going to want to make sure that you get your team in there as soon as you possibly can because you do not want to miss this one. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys are subscribing, doing everything that we ask you to. If you guys are not subscribing on the YouTube, it's Boogered Up Podcast. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, everything that you heard at the beginning of this. Make sure you guys are downloading the episodes, because if you're listening to this all the way through to the hour and some change and you're not downloading the episodes and you're not re-downloading the episodes, then you're messing up, all right? Because you got to help out the goons, because we're trying to do a lot of business moves. And with those business moves, it helps us greatly. So we appreciate you for all the effort that you put in to us. Now, don't do anything we wouldn't do. And Cody Ray, sign us off, please.
Shut up!